He's diving into the... I have to turn to avoid a bunch of school children. Oh, my God. I've just crashed. It's 3809. Just crashed. You hang up the mic with a smile on your face and say, I'll probably get a medal. Just forget the book. Just forget the book. Let me take the book. Let me take that book 1 second there. And grab it. Oh, you know what would be a better ending for that? Now that I think about it, I wish I had a longer song, because there's so many things you do once you're on duty. You know, along that line, I knew a lawman that really did that. It was really looking at a pretty girl, and, you know, he was doing that very same thing in Jacksonville as happened, and he wasn't watching it. Bam, he hit a tree. And, you know, we're all laughing, saying, how are you going to tell a sergeant that? What is it, sergeant? My attention was directed when the perpetrator, wearing a short dress that revealed much too costly foliage, took my eyes from the road, and I had this act down the road. Our belly's full of burritos, and we're screaming along, in pursuit. Some maggot nearly sideswiped the truck, and then just takes off, with malice aforethought, and screams down the roadway. And this time we really do get pursued. Yeah! The rookie's terrified every turn I make. Yeah! Well, wouldn't you know, we finally do have a crash, because... No, look out, look out! And there's gas dripping under the squad car. Sheriff, the squad car bursts into flames. The rookie's sitting there. My God! My God, my seatbelt stuck! My seatbelt! And you go leaping out of the squad car. You say, rule number 72 in the policeman's handbook. When in the squad car, thou shalt wear your seatbelts at all times. To be in a squad car without the seatbelt fastened is a violation, so cook 'em. I don't know, maybe. Maybe it needs work. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. We'll work on it tomorrow.
I'll have the new...